You're listening to SBS News.
At polling booths across Tasmania, the obligatory democracy sausage was selling like hotcakes as voters cast their ballots in the state election.
Five sausages for $20, that's a good amount.
But you could be forgiven for thinking voters have been keener on the snags than the election itself, and that includes the Tasmanian Premier.
I did not want an election. I know Tasmanians did not want an election, but Dean Winter caused this election with his desperation and his immaturity.
Saturday's poll was the second in 16 months for the state and the fourth in 7 years, called after the minority Liberal Premier Jeremy Rockliffe lost a parliamentary no-confidence motion in June. Perhaps keen to get it out of the way, more than 100,000 people voted early, about a quarter of Tasmania's 412 enrolled voters. Labor leader Dean Winter, though, has maintained the Premier brought the election on himself.
The person who drove to Government House to call an election was Jeremy Rockliffe. The person who caused this election was Jeremy Rockliffe. He stubbornly refused to resign when the Parliament didn't have confidence in him.
The potential AFL stadium appears to have loomed large as an issue with voters. The proposal for the $945 million waterfront venue in Hobart has been opposed by parts of the community, the Greens, several crossbenchers and National Senator Bridget McKenzie.
I love AFL. Tasmania loves AFL. You need your own AFL team, but it shouldn't come at the cost and of future generations of Tasmanians. So there needs to be a pathway through that doesn't mean Macquarie Point Stadium.
Still, both major parties have supported the idea, and some Tasmanians have also been keen.
Very important, yeah. That'll be great for everything, the economy, the kids, the footy, yeah.
Completely help Tasmania. We need it, our economy needs it, and it's great for the kids.
Because we need one in Tassie.
And economic benefits.
Yes.
We need jobs.
There have been other concerns too, besides the budget and cost of living pressures, from multicultural communities like the Nepalese diaspora, worried about a spate of harassment and vandalism incidents. Dr. Santosh Adhikari is the regional lead for the Children's University Tasmania and the founding president of the Nepali Society of Northern Tasmania. He has told SBS Nepali many have wondered about the response of authorities to these incidents in such a volatile political climate.
It's definitely been affecting the community to grow in any place, like when the government is not stable. For example, it takes a long time to make a relationship with the politicians and the policymakers. So if the government changes so frequently, so it is hard to make build a relationship and, you know, advocate on behalf of the community through the politicians.
The appetite for political calm, though, is unlikely to be satisfied after this election. All opinion polls before the polls opened pointed to neither the Liberals nor Labor boosting their support enough to reach the 18-seat mark required for majority government. The Liberals held 14 seats, Labor 10, while the Greens held 5 and the remaining 6 were either independents or other parties. So far, the Liberals have defied expectations. The government is on track to keep all of their existing seats and perhaps pick up more, while Labor could struggle to retain all of theirs. But the Labor leader has suggested they would try to govern in minority, even if they finish with fewer seats than the Liberals. One of those Liberal seats has been claimed by former Coalition MP Bridget Archer, who lost her federal electorate seat in the last federal election. In Canberra, Ms Archer garnered attention for crossing the floor to vote against her own party several times, something she has already flagged she was keen on continuing in state politics.
I'm not going to be anybody's stooge or anybody's puppet.
Jeremy Rockliffe has also drawn a line in the sand. He has indicated he will not do any deals with the Greens to govern.
We cannot risk going back to the dark old days of a Labor-Green government.
An official result may be weeks away because of postal votes still to arrive, but counting suggests the incumbent government's vote has risen and Labor's has collapsed, which means for now, for some, it's time to either commiserate or celebrate. Deborah Grawke, SBS News.